Now, there's many riders that have competed at the Northwest in previous years, but no longer compete for one reason or another. One of them, a fella from Ballymoney. You may just have heard of him. His name's Paul Robinson. Now, he doesn't compete anymore because his class of motorcycle is no longer raced here at the circuit. But I caught up with him on Friday night when he candidly spoke about not racing here anymore and the Northwest 200 circuit.
So I think everybody will know the name of this fella here, Paul Robinson. You're one of the people that have made motorcycle racing, especially from Ballymoney, very, very popular. Unfortunately, you're not in the Northwest this year.
No, I haven't been doing it for a few years now. They did away with 125s and I'm riding a Moto3 now. There's no class for it, so we have to give it a miss.
That's unfortunate. Were you a fan of the Northwest Circuit before these changes?
I wasn't really a fan of the circuit. You know, it was a big meeting. You know, and it was something to look forward to, and put a lot of pressure on you every year. But the circuit itself wasn't terribly fussed on with all the chicanes in it. You know, silly ones. Ideally, there would be none, but there is a couple of them who really need it. You know, for safety reasons, they're definitely required. But there's a few silly ones there for making money out of.
So you would side with Guy Martin on his opinion on the chicanes?
Oh, definitely. Guy had it spot on, you know, and then had to apologise for it, but at least I don't need to apologise.
But Paul, you're on short circuits as well now?
Yeah, I'm doing another year in the short circuits. I haven't done it for a lot of years now, so enjoying it as well as the roads is racing, you know, so mixture of the two is not bad.
You had a win at Tandragee, was it?
Yeah, first at Tandragee and third at Cookstown, so leading both championships on the roads and the short circuits at the minute, so things are looking good.
So when's your next race meeting?
The next one for me is the first weekend in June. It's the same day as the TT, it's a short circuit at Kirkeston, and then from that the Skerries and over to the Southern 100.
And you've got your wee fella Max with you here, are you lining him up to be a next racer?
Hopefully not, he's pretty good at the football too, you know, so whatever way he goes we'll have to support him either way.
Paul, thank you very much for having the chat with us. Will you be going down to see any of the races?
No, well, I went down on Tuesday, took the wee boy down to watch the practice and that, but I stay about home and watch it on the TV on the Saturday. You sort of, you know, you can see more of what's going on, you know, and see more of the racing.